This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
So, hey, everybody. Episode 3, Season 2 of He Said, Ella Dijo. And today is an interesting one because we invited, but she asked.
You invited.
No, she asked to be invited. Our daughter, Sabella Rose, as a guest, because she claims that she has a lot of things to say, although I feel like she's going to freeze. She was all cocky, yeah, saying, I want to be part of the guest of the podcast, but you watch, she's going to probably be like, oh, I'm nervous now. It's going to be cute. Anyways, yeah, so remember?
She knew we were recording it, so she had to put a little bit of makeup on because we were recording it, and that drove me crazy because why is she putting makeup on? But she were okay.
Because she's
it.
A girly girl. Because she wants to look cute. I think it's adorable.
What age did you start using makeup? Because I know she uses it for like little fun events or little fun things.
I started young. Yeah. But listen, I was doing makeup because I dance ballet my whole life, and I will do these recitals every single year, at least twice a year. As a ballerina, you know, you do a lot of makeup, like a lot of, it was called pancake. We call it like pancake face, yeah, you know? So to me, wearing makeup was so normal. But as a teenager, like I'm going to go out with my friends to the mall or to the movie theater. I think by 13,
yeah,
I was probably already, like, I remember my nails were super long. I would use this Revlon lipstick and nail polish called Orange Flip. I'll never forget that. So my nails were super orange, and I thought I was the coolest girl in town with my curly hair and my orange nails. But my mom was actually very forgiving when it came to makeup and wearing heels. And, well, you know, my mom, she wanted me to be a freaking beauty queen since I was 5 years old. So,
so I think that's probably about the right, like probably junior high, right? Like is when like girls start wearing perfume. And like, I remember I was buying my Dracar. Noir.
Oh my God, Dracar, every boy.
And I was buying all of those things at that age, probably. Like to try and.
When are you going to let her shave her legs?
I don't even, that's like a conversation. I have no
You know
idea.
The story about me, right? So I moved schools from, I went to grammar school all the way until sixth grade. And then seventh grade, I moved to my junior high school and then all the way to until I graduated. And it was the first day of orientation, is how we call it, the orientación. So that goes for 2 days. And then the next day you start your classes, right? So I was a brand new girl at school. I was petrified. That was seventh grade. My mom said that I was able to shave my legs when I turned 15. How crazy was that? So I could use makeup, but don't shave your legs.
I think I remember girls in high school that definitely had not shaved their legs.
Let me tell you something. First day of school. Orientation day, I'm sitting down, I'm freaking out, I'm trying to look all cute, I cross my legs, and Armando Cabré, which was all the way until I graduated from high school, le decíamos mi cruz, because Armando was obsessed with me from my duration of my high school years. And Armando, he was like the handful of the school, I'll never forget. Armando was like, shave your legs. I wanted to die, right? I want to cry, but I'm trying to hold it together because I'm new. I don't want to show him that he got to me. But inside, I was dying. Came back home, crying, said, Mom, I'm shaving my legs. And my mom said, absolutely not. I said, you don't understand. This kid, Armando, that's his name. He started making fun of me. He was so bad. And Mom was like, I don't care what Armando did. You know, shaving your legs until you're 15. Guess what I did?
Shaved him by yourself?
I went to the bathroom and shaved my legs. I don't remember. No, I don't think so.
Did you do it like right? Or did you leave a bunch of hair?
I did it amazing. Because I told you that my cousins, Gretchen and Lisette, used to live on my same street when I grew up. And they were like 5, 6 years older than me. And I would shave their legs all the time. Like I was their little minion. Like Dylan, Isabel, minion. I was my cousin's minion. So I knew how to shave legs. And I did it. My mom was so
What is
pissed.
The reason behind that? Though? Like why? Because I always heard that
behind
as well.
What?
Like why parent? And I don't understand it completely. I just... I haven't gotten to that stage in my mind yet.
What?
Why you would not let a kid shave their legs at 12, like versus 15?
First, I think as a mom, you're trying to protect them. Number one is you become a slave after that. Once you start shaving, you know, you have to do it every 2 or 3 days. You can cut yourself. I just feel like, and it's also as a parent, is trying to keep the innocence as long as possible. Yeah. You know, once you start shaving your legs and you know, like even like, what are we going to do? Like Sebi is only
so there's
nine.
There's no medical reason. There's no,
no, I don't think just, so. I don't think so. But then the hair gets thicker and more coarse, yeah, yeah. You know, so you're just trying to save them from misery. But at the end of the day, at that age, you know, kids are, they're, you know, kids are brutal, you know, and they talk about everything and they'll make fun of you. They're bullies. So whatever they see, they're very vocal about mm-hmm. things. Like what happened to me. So I shave my legs. Sebi, guys, it's nine. She's going to be 10 January 4th. And she's already getting a like little hair in her armpits. And she loves them. It's funny. She's like, look at my babies. And she kisses her freaking armpits like a lunatic. God. And I want to cut them. I want to shave them. But I just go, if I do that, more is going to grow. And she's only nine.
Well, there's only like three.
No, there's more than three, Eric. It's getting there. It's like bad. Like
that's
I can't stand
bad,
it.
But I
don't
get
want
it
to have hairy freaking armpits.
No, I get it. It's uncomfortable, but I don't know if it's like bad.
When can I? I want to shave them. I'm gonna ask my mom. when was I able to shave my armpits? Anyways, so you know, Sebi is the daughter of entertainers. You know, and this is all she knows. Mom acts, dad acts. She sees us on TV. She is used to going to sets and surrounded by actors. Are you going to be comfortable if one day she says, you know what, I have aspirations to be an actress?
No, I really don't want her to at all.
Why?
Like zero. I don't want her to be like a performer like that. I mean, if it's her dream, I'll support it, but I don't, it's not, I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't sit with me. Like I know your mom wanted you to be a performer your whole life and that's yeah. all you've kind of known, but I don't see encouraging that. Like I don't want to put our kids into acting class at an early age.
You did already. She was part of freaking, how you call that place? Jada.
She did Jada for fun.
She loved it. She was so
and
good.
She did enjoy it. But I mean, and she wanted to do it because her friends were doing, she was having fun. But I'm not all about that. Like I don't, like she has friends that are already auditioning to try and be in plays and try and be in things. And
what if Dylan wants, I don't think Dylan is so shy, but shy. You know, but we don't know that. He's only three. Kids change, you know?
Listen, if they want to, I will always support what they want to do. But
well, you
it's
know
not
that I become
I'm
their manager. Are you aware of that? That I'll be manager? I'll be mommager.
For that reason, Sabella won't ever probably do it. So do it. Be the mommager.
That is so sad. Guys, what am I doing
she'll
wrong?
She'll say you're being...
Like, can I tell you something? I had this little girl and I thought that she was going to be the most incredible dressed little girl in the history of girlyhood. And Sabella is like leggings, t-shirt,
she's like
sporty.
She's like her dad. You thought you were going to have a doll to dress up? And she's
I just want to wear
the same thing. I want to be in the most comfortable
clothes.
It's
crazy. And going, what is happening? I want her to dance and play piano and just be an artist. And she wants to play tennis. And now she wants to do basketball at school, which I'm dying.
I don't understand what you're one dying here, about basketball.
It's not to be freaking playing
benign,
basketball.
Like simple,
come
clean,
on, guys.
Like not many injuries. It's just a chill sport for women. It's
for,
great.
For a guy.
The only problem is she wants to play baseball, and that's the only thing I don't want her
to play
do
baseball.
Or softball. I don't want her to do
no,
it because
no.
my issue is it will affect tennis. And like that's what all her coaches have said. They're like, if you could avoid, if she wants to do it, I'll support it. And there goes tennis, but it will affect her swing. So soccer is great.
It's a no.
Soccer is great for football. It's up to her.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's why she doesn't want you at the tennis matches. It's up to her. But if she's like, you know, we've had these conversations and I'm like, Sebi, it's going to affect your tennis swing. And that's what you want to do. So it's, you know, soccer's great footwork. Same with basketball, great agility. I don't know. Maybe we'll have a chance to cover a lot of these things. I'm a little nervous that she, you know, we're going to have her on. I don't know what she's going to say or how this conversation, where it's going to go. I mean, we have, you know, some questions planned for her, but still it's a little nerve wracking. She could throw us under the bus.
You think she's going to do that?
For everybody to be like, these two drive me crazy.
No, she won't say that.
No, she won't do that. But we're just so, I wouldn't say we are. She's such a free bird and she so badly just wants to fly, and which is great. But she's too young to just.
I keep telling Eric.
She's one of the most independent kids on the planet.
I keep telling Eric that Sabella is going to be the case of a girl that turns 18, graduates from high school, and she's like, secret's out. I know she's going to want to go to college. She keeps saying UCLA because you're trying to plant that seed. But Sabella is going to be the girl that just wants to probably go overseas. And I just want
overseas.
To go to... For sure. You watch.
She's
going to
want
to travel the world, which I think is fabulous. I think it'll be incredible. But I want her to do it for the right reasons. I don't want her to do it because I just want freedom. You know, she wants to go to sleepaway tennis camp. next year, guys. At 10 years old.
I told
you,
we have a lot of friends that kids are already going to sleepaway camps early.
I don't care.
I'm okay. I'm not too tripped about that. I'm more comfortable with it than you are.
You know what's the thing? You know what's the thing? And there's a part of me that understands her because I was dying to go to ballet summer camps, you know, away, and my mom never allowed me to do that because it was a no. So I never got to do it. And I think it's such a valuable experience for kids. And I think, you know, they can claim their independence and they meet new friends and they're doing things that they love. I think it's an incredible experience. For me, you know what it is. You hear these horror stories about how kids, you know, when they're in their 20s, 30s, 40s, you know, they have these issues. And then it comes out that when they were 9 or 7 or 5 or 12, they were touched or abused by so-and-so, you know. And it's usually, a lot of times, it's even a family member or an acquaintance. But I just keep thinking, you sent her away. She's so young. She doesn't have a way to defend herself. She doesn't know anything about touching. You know, it petrifies me that we're sending our kid to do something incredible that turns out to be something dangerous. Because you don't know who are the coaches. You don't know who are those people. You don't know who are the parents. You don't know anybody.
Yes, but we, you know, we have done subtle education with things like that.
When she was freaking 3, she took a class.
She knows that people aren't allowed, you know, that kind of stuff. But also I think nowadays, and you still have to be diligent with researching wherever you're going
to
allow
them
to go.
And I don't want to deprive her to those experiences because I want her to be a girl that lives, you know, but it's so hard.
I think a lot of these are, you know, more responsible camps. I think like even her summer camp that she goes to, it's not sleepaway, but it's like, it's usually a lot of girl instructors working with girls. They break it off, you know, into groups properly. And they might be co-ed, but they're not sleeping in the same sleepaway area as the boys and stuff like that. That's not happening.
What if the boys are sneaky and they just sneak?
I mean, I was one of those boys. I was a pain in the butt.
Disgusting. Sure. You wouldn't do that. Huh? You wouldn't sneak. You
not
wouldn't
at this age. I'm saying when I was like, you know, yeah, when I was already like,
you never
know,
went to a summer camp? Sleepaway?
I went to camps, yeah.
Sleepaway? Like bye-bye for a month?
Yeah, not for a month. I don't think I did that, but I had sleepaway.
Were you sneaking into the girls' rooms?
No, I mean, again,
we'll be separated right now.
In those environments, it was controlled. It was controlled for sure. But I know like probably 5th, 6th grade is when all like the, you know, going gaga over the girls and that kind of stuff happens. So.
I was asking Eric, when was it? Like a couple of days ago? I said, Eric, when are we going to talk? When are we going to have the talk with Sebi about boys and sex and whatever? And you almost died when I
said
that.
Like, we're going to have to talk soon. I was like, no, it feels way too soon.
But
right
some
now.
People feel like that you have to do it the sooner the better, Eric. Like my mom was a school teacher and she was a grade school. She was teaching kids that were in 3rd grade, 4th grade, 5th grade. And my mom was telling me that at 4th grade, and she's going to 4th grade, at 4th grade, they were kissing and touching each other already.
No,
so I mean, it happens.
There are horror stories of kids already
so,
exploring.
So, like, my parents never
age,
talked to me about anything, and I don't want to make that mistake.
I know, but
with our kids,
I don't feel like that's going to be an issue in 4th grade.
I told them that the second she gets her period, we're going to sit her down and talk to her because that's when everything changes. I don't know. Are you comfortable with that?
I'm so stressed out right now. We're talking about all these things that make me really uncomfortable, and then now she's going to come sit with us, and now I'm just no.
Oh my God.
This is taking a turn in a direction I did not think we were going to go.
Are you joking? This is all good information. You know, there's a lot of parents that are probably thinking, nodding their heads going, oh my God, we're thinking the same thing. Yeah. It's good. We're not the only ones going through this. There's millions and millions going through this. When do we have the talk?
Yeah.
How do we go about it?
I need to take a break. Okay, so our guest has entered
the building.
Sabella, why don't you say hi?
Hi.
So this is your first podcast, Sabella. This is something that you decided that you wanted to be on. You had a lot on your mind and on your chest that you wanted to air out, family drama. I don't know. Why did you want to be on our podcast?
I don't know. I just like it.
You just like it?
I just like it.
Well, you said to me that you had a lot of things to say. About
a lot of things.
Okay, so then start. Number one, go ahead. This is your platform. He said, ella dijo, guest star, Sabella Rose Winter.
Oh my God, okay.
Dale. Okay, I'm going to start with one question. So so now we know you wanted to come because you think it's fun and you wanted to talk about puppets, is it called that?
Puppets and other things.
We'll get back to puppets.
Okay.
My understanding was we were going to talk about what it's like to now be in a family. Well, it's been 3 years now. You're in a family of four. You were in a family of three.
I know, but let's go from basics. When you heard, you were, she was three? No, she was six. You were six. Oh, my God. I lost count. You were 6 years old when you got the news that your mom was pregnant. What was your first reaction?
Wow.
What was your second reaction?
I got to prepare myself.
For what?
For the new life.
What's the new life?
More company.
That it's not all about you?
No.
But it is. It's still a lot about you.
But were you happy though when you said mommy's pregnant, when you saw my belly growing? What was going through your mind the whole time?
I thought it was going to be a girl, so I was more over the moon.
That's actually a really funny story because we brought Sibylla to a park with balloons. We did a whole announcement. Maybe we've spoken about this in the past.
After preschool?
Yeah, we brought her. Well, you know, you were six. You were in kindergarten.
I was in preschool. I was in kindergarten. I was five and a half. I was in kinderbugs.
So she was maybe five. Found out. Yeah, because I was a whole year pregnant.
You were pregnant in kindergarten.
So you were five, actually, when you found out.
I was in kindergarten.
So we brought her to the park, and she's always wanted a girl, and we brought a doll, and we had her open up a gift. And the gift was
The balloons gave it away.
No, they didn't because they were like neutral colors. It was like silver. No, they were not.
No, it was blue.
No, mommy, no.
It was blue. No,
eran gris y plata y oro. Eran colores neutrales.
Well, but the
when you opened the gift,
it was a doll of a baby boy, and she screamed crying.
What did you do?
In the whole moment went out the window.
I wanted to run to the car. I hid the doll under the car seat because I didn't want to look at it anymore.
Why, Sebi? You were disappointed that it was a boy?
Extremely disappointed.
Why?
Because I like girls.
I
finally would have had someone. He doesn't let me dress her up as a girl.
Dress him up as a girl?
Sorry, him. I wanted to dress him up in my little tutu.
Poor boy was being tortured.
And bows in his hair.
For the first 2 years.
I just gave him two bracelets that you still don't know about.
That's fine, but he was being tortured, being dressed up for the first 2 years.
He loves it. He loves it. Okay. He always wants to be.
So she was very resentful, and she wasn't very happy with us that we did not magically produce a girl.
I remember that I had to.
Oh, good, yeah.
Listen, Sibylla, you remember that after that you had a ballet class, and I was going to take you to ballet class, and you were so mad at me. You didn't want to get in the car with me because you were so, she was like upset that I was pregnant with a boy. And I kept praying, saying, God, please give me some light, some wisdom so I can talk to this little girl so I can make sense to her. And I started giving you the whole story about how I have three brothers. I'm the only girl and I never grew up with sisters. And
you
I was
said
the queen.
One of your brothers loved you and let you sleep with him. And the other just wanted you to stay in your room. That's what you said.
Yeah, but that's normal. Well, I said many things. So, but I remember that little by little, you started realizing, oh, it's not that bad. Mom has three brothers. I'm only going to have one.
Every night, screaming in my pillow. Every night.
Really, Seb?
But you're still the princess. Aww. You're not competing with another girl in the house.
Well, I'd rather compete with a girl. Than
so we're still. This is still a work in progress. She's going on nine now. This has been 3 years, but she's accepting him a bit more because he's her minion. She has Dylan do everything possible for her and makes him run around everywhere and bosses him around.
So how do you describe your relationship with Dylan Gabriel Winter?
Difficult and kind of nice.
Difficult and nice. That's a good balance.
We can take that.
I see that actually. Yeah.
So you love him, but at the same time, you're like, oh my God. How do you feel exactly?
I love him as a sibling. I mean, like, he's my brother, so I have to love him. I have to.
Okay.
You won't give me the option, but...
you're right. You have no option.
You won't give me an option, so...
But you adore him. In one breath, I see her, like, this morning, she wakes up, Dylan! She wants him to come in and cuddle with her in bed when she's waking up.
I wanted him to take my water to the kitchen, but...
Oh,
Come
on, be nice.
Instead, he opened the curtains and woke me up. Like,
all right, we're going to give
so
you
So that's why we say that he's your menial. Do you know that your brother adores you? Do you know that he's going to be your protector and your best friend for the rest of your life? I know you're very young to understand that.
And you're a very strong woman, so you don't need a whole lot of protection, but...
Oh, it's a good thing to have brothers protecting you.
I know.
I have three brothers protecting
me. I'm older than him.
It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. He's still going to be your protector. Okay?
Not really.
That's okay. Why, you know, can I tell you something, Isabella? That's one of the reasons why I wanted to get pregnant, even though I was not very, very young. I didn't want you to be an only child. No, there's anything wrong with that because your dad is grew up as an only child.
I did not want to be an only child until I wanted to be an only child.
Okay.
So talk to us about that. What do you mean by that?
When I was an only child, I wanted to have a sibling that I could, like, maybe I would have a friend in the house. And then now I realize I might have been a bit wrong.
What? You do have a friend in the house.
You do have a best friend.
You just don't like competing for attention.
Competing for attention.
You like competing in everything else in life, but not competing in with for attention, right?
And he copies me every 5 minutes.
But you have to take that as a good thing. First of all, you're 6 years apart. So he's 3, you are 9. Of course he's going to copy you. It's only normal. He looks up to you. You're like his big sister. He adores you. So of course he's going to copy you. So you should take that as a compliment. And you should feel responsible. I have this little being that loves me so much that he wants to do everything that I do. It's actually a good thing. How do you feel about that?
Let me ask you this. You always say that you can't wait to be a mom, right? Well, you have to wait a long time, but you always say, I want to be a mom and da, 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 da. How many kids would you have?
Two.
Two kids?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have?
I want twins.
You want twins?
She's obsessed with having twins.
And you
want a boy and a girl.
What? That's what you have now in your real life.
No,
you
I don't have any kids.
No, you have a brother.
Or I either want two girls or a boy and a girl. Not two boys.
Not two boys and
no,
not.
I will not do that.
Okay. You will not do that.
No.
All right.
So if you have any advice to give to a girl that is about to become a little, a big sister, what would be your advice?
If you got a girl, take it. If you got a boy, try to get used to it.
Come on.
Everything sounds so pathetic with this one here.
Sounds like our household is miserable.
Can I tell you something, guys?
But you guys are playing and loving all the time.
Yeah. I just want to say that because I want our listeners. I'm assuming this is completely normal when you have two kids and they are 6 years apart and different genders, male and female. I'm going to assume that this is very normal. This behavior of, you know, I was number one. Now I don't feel like I'm number one anymore. And you don't feel like you're number one anymore? I tell you, you're number one. You're my firstborn. I tell you that every single day.
Yeah, I know, but it still doesn't feel like it.
Why?
Well, you got to share. Reasons. Sharing is caring. That's what you always tell me.
He never does that with me, though.
Oh, geez. You got to share.
So you don't feel like you're number one anymore? Even though we dedicate 24/7 to you, we...
Say what?
Are you joking? We don't?
No.
Tennis all the time.
All the time. That's Mom, can I get this? You
all
get
the
it.
Time.
That's all.
Okay.
I had to share a play date with him the other day.
That's okay.
And
that's what siblings
tomorrow.
Do.
You had to share what a play date?
Yeah.
But that's okay, tomorrow. Isabella. That is just a play date. He has a right to go to play dates with you and vice versa. Like right now, after the podcast, you're going to go back home. What are you going to do? You're going to crash his play date. He's having a play date with Kingston. His play date.
He does not want to leave my room to go play with him.
It doesn't matter. They're playing now. Who's going to crash his play date?
Not
you.
Me, because I ain't going to play with him.
Oh, come
oh,
on,
God.
Girl.
I'm
going
to try to make slime again.
You're going to try to make...
It was a disaster.
Well, yeah. We don't need to destroy the house anymore.
That was a disaster.
Anymore. You tried to make slime and it was the worst decision ever.
I just don't have the touch for slime.
I don't have the touch for slime.
I need to buy slime.
Couple questions. Just a couple of fun questions. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Mm-hmm. Tennis player.
You do?
Or baker.
A tennis player or a baker.
Yeah.
You're still sticking with those two things.
It's been pretty consistent for years now.
I gave up on vet like a long time ago.
Yeah, you want to be
you
a vet
You don't
want to
be a vet
point.
Anymore. I need a vet in my life because I love animals.
Yeah, no.
And you know I'm going to have dogs always.
No.
And I'm going to end up rescuing and and having my own little shelter.
Okay, no.
Can you be my vet?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
So still a tennis player and still a baker. Mm-hmm. If you could meet any celebrity in the world, who would you want to meet?
Serena Williams.
Serena Williams?
Wow.
Very
that's
cool.
Nice.
Or
Naomi Osaka.
Or Coco Gauff.
Or Coco Gauff. Wow.
Between that, yeah.
Those three.
What would you tell them
mm-hmm.
if you meet them? What would you say?
I do not know.
Think about
I
it.
I would probably freeze.
You'd freeze?
I would freeze.
You'd be like, can I have your autograph? Can I take a picture with you? So remember, guys, that last episode, we talked a lot about Sabella's tennis tournament and how cuckoo her parents can be. So since we have her here, we want to hear from her own.
Were we actually crazy at the last tournament or was that just in our minds?
No, you were actually crazy.
We Why? Were? Why? What did we do?
Okay, she on the other hand, I'm going to talk about her last because.
Okay, what about me?
You kind of kept it together, and I'm proud of you.
Are you joking?
Guys.
Are you joking? No,
the truth
didn't.
Comes out. Okay.
Wow. And what about your mom?
I mean, you were telling me to calm down. That's good. That's good. And you, on the other hand. I felt like I was looking. I wanted to cry. I wanted to scream across the court. Be quiet. Let me focus.
No, Seb. Yeah. I wasn't that bad this time around.
What?
Was I? What I'm saying is like, eso. I'm like, Sebi, come on, concentrate. And I was being very good.
You're like, don't do this. Don't do that. Don't
no,
do this.
No, I didn't, Seb. Yeah. No, I didn't.
Right, right? When I was eating?
No, I
gotta
Eric, defend me. I
gotta stay out of this. Remember you said keep it together. I got to keep it together. I got to work hard. I'm taking your relationship advice right now.
Sebela, this tournament, I was actually very good. I had some issues with some parents. Okay.
You. You, every time I went to get a break and I went to get water, you're like, don't do this, don't do that. I'm like, be quiet, send her home, Dad.
Remember she told you to go to the bathroom like 7 times? And you're like, I don't have to go. She's like, go to
because
the bathroom.
Because this girl drank 2 bottles of water and kept claiming that she didn't have to go to the bathroom.
And
so as a responsible mom, I didn't want you to be playing, feeling like you had to go pee-pee.
I made it through the whole day.
Is that a good thing?
Yes.
Whatever. You know what? Whatever.
At least the listeners got the truth.
So basically, you love your mom when she goes to your tennis tournaments. Do you love it?
If she keeps it together, right?
Let me ask you something. So if I don't go, would that make you happier? Or would you be like, oh, my mom is not really coming. I'm sad. What do you think?
You would love her to go. You just wanted to keep it together. That's a loaded question.
You know
don't
what?
Answer
I'm offended.
It.
I'm sad.
Don't answer it.
Duct tape?
That's a loaded question.
Okay, I'm going to put duct tape. The next. But you know what? Actually, I was very good. No?
She did better this time.
I did better.
Better than she has been, but
yes.
Still not that good.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, thank you so much, Bella.
Thank you
I'm
for adding
I'm not coming
that.
To your next tournament.
Time by me.
Wow.
All right. What would you give your parents as relationship advice? What kind of advice would you give mom and dad?
Look at the camera over there and
what?
Go. You're very smart. So give us some advice. You're very smart.
You're always,
you may argue a lot. Just try to live with it because I know you have different opinions. And
what?
Yeah, just try not to break up.
Okay, that's good. That's good advice. That's good advice. All right.
We're not going to do that, Mommy.
Well, we appreciate that. Fantastic relationship advice. Mm-hmm. The one and only Sebela joining the podcast. Thank you for everything. We appreciate your time.
So I can go now?
You can go now.
Thank you so much.
Bye. All right, we love you.
That's so sad. I wasn't bad this time. What is she talking about? You were crazy. I was actually, I kept my composure.
I was pretty crazy.
So what
this
the heck
time.
Is she talking about?
There's no question.
I'm sad.
What can I tell you? Like I said last time when we did the podcast. I'm the tennis coach, so she likes me to get involved when it comes to giving advice, and she'll pay attention to me a little bit more when it comes to it. But then when two parents get involved, then I think sometimes it feels overbearing. So then she gets more annoyed by it.
So let me ask you something. So I'm a little worried. So this girl, you think she's happy?
I hope so. I hope she's happy. I think she's happy.
This was like a therapy session. Okay, so what do we do with a girl that to this day, even though it's been almost 4 years, she still has a grudge and she still has issues that she didn't get a little sister, is a brother, mm-hmm. and that she's not number one. And we do everything that we can to make this girl feel incredibly special. Like the support she gets, it's overwhelming, I think. You know, this girl gets everything she wants. To the point that we get wary that we're raising a brat. And we're always telling her how incredible, how smart, how fierce, how beautiful, how talented, like we all day long to make sure that we're like not overcompensating, but to make sure that she's comfortable and she grows to be very secure and not to ever feel that the little brother is stealing all the sunshine. What are we doing wrong?
I don't know if we're doing anything. Parenting is exhausting. It is hard. You can't.
It's parenting is amazing. It's awesome.
It is amazing, but it's hard. And You know, it just shows you how two kids can come out. I mean, she's so polar opposite of her brother.
But she loves him. This is the thing. I know she adores him. She knows that she's been interviewed.
She's hamming it up a little
bit. She's hamming it up. You know, but the reality is she's obsessed with this little boy, but she also she has this thing about it all that is just so weird.
Well, I mean, she's going through that phase. Like, we have some friends whose siblings like fully would fight, and they would tell us stories that, you know, they'd step on their sibling and they'd put torture and punish their sibling. She doesn't do that.
My youngest brother, Georgie, it was funny. I told you, Georgie would put a pillow. Like I was very much like a little tomboy, and I would like to wrestle with them like hard, like, you know, like try to box and like wrestling, like lucha libre. And Georgie would put a pillow on top of my face and almost suffocate me that my mom will have to come save me, you know, but I never had this thing with my brothers that are like, I can't stand them. And I, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I never
clearly,
had that.
But you were the young one. So clearly Georgie had the issue where he was probably I can't stand her. She came in as
Georgie
the baby now.
Couldn't stand me.
Right? So there you go.
Now he can. Now we're close. But growing up, it was a battle. But it wasn't, I don't know. He was also always minding his own business. You know what I mean? Like I was like, my life was me and my mom, basically, because my brothers were much older than me. I don't know. Oh my goodness.
I think we're doing all right. It's just all you can do is do your best. I mean, if there are any people that have advice, I'd love to hear it. But it's it's challenging. You got a very strong minded little girl who's outspoken and is in that phase right now where it's just like, oh my God, you know, the hormones are blaring and she is getting bossier and pushier and thinks she knows it all. And I think my understanding is that's very normal for this age.
No, for sure it's normal. We just want to make sure that we check it, you know, we keep it under control. In reality, I'm not worried because Dylan is a sweetheart and he loves this girl so much. And I know for a fact that she adores him, but I don't want her ever to feel resentment.
I don't think she does.
Or feel like she doesn't. Don't pay attention to her because we actually pay too much attention.
They're playing and cuddling and having fun all the time.
I know.
But that was good. That was insightful.
OMG.
I just love that I won the whole thing about the tennis tournament.
Because that was a joke. Guys,
that's not a joke.
Okay,
she just said it.
She was hamming it up.
She
was being ridiculous because she knows that she gets to me.
She said, I did pretty good.
Do you think you did pretty good? Like, just be honest with yourself, with me, and with our audience. Do you think you were good?
No, I think it was.
You were impossible.
No, I think it was one of my more heightened days, but I think.
Impossible. And how come she didn't see that and then blames me? That's what's insane. When I sat by myself, because I didn't want to deal with you or nobody, I sat by myself and I was quiet for like 3/4 of the whole thing.
Because like I said, I think when she knows I'm the one that, you know, played tennis with her.
The coach.
Yeah, more of the coaching figure. So she allows it or handles it better coming from one. But when two people are telling you something to do all the time, I think that becomes harder.
I'm not telling her what to do.
Yeah,
I'm basically saying eso and celebrating when she makes a point.
No, I
just want Sebella concentrate, Sebella focus, because she was playing, looking at everything. She was like paying attention to everything, but what she was doing.
Even when we're warming up, you try to give her tips on how to swing.
No,
you ever played tennis before?
No.
You try to tell her how to hit the ball because you think you know what's right. You've never played tennis before.
Because I hate the freaking high balls that you guys keep teaching her to do.
Never played before, and you're always giving advice.
Whatever.
That's why I don't give dance advice.
Whatever. Anyways, well, that was interesting. Next episode, we should invite Dylan.
Oh, God.
Hear his point of view.
Yeah, it's not gonna, that's not going to last long.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I'm assuming if your parents and maybe some of you have the same situation, which you have more than one kid and they're many, many years apart and they go through the battles that we are going through. It's all fun. It's parenting. It's parenthood.
Yeah, it is. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You got to work through it each step of the way. All right.
God bless her.
Till next time.
Bye. Love you.
Love you. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at Said Ella Dijo or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.